The CDC is sticking to its guidance. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Three more states, New York, Rhode Island, and Illinois, announced they're dropping mask mandates, yet the CDC says there's no new data to support the move.
We continue to recommend masking in areas of high and substantial transmission. That's much of the country right now in public indoor settings.
Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Illinois will drop its mandate by the end of the month. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he hopes this won't lead to people harassing those who still wear masks.
COVID-19 has not gone away. There are so many Illinoisans who need to protect themselves from the virus more than others.
New York State's mask mandate ended today, while Rhode Island's will end Friday. The new rules don't apply to schools. The U.S. wins more gold at the Olympics. Figure skater Nathan Chin grabs gold, becoming only the seventh American male skater to step atop the podium. And women's snowboarder Chloe Kim defended her Olympic half-pipe title today by winning the gold. But the medal ceremony is on hold for Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva and her team after reports in the Russian media that she tested positive for a banned substance.
The 15-year-old Valieva shined in her free skate program, executing two quads, the first woman to ever do so in Olympic competition. The question now is whether or not the ROC will be stripped of their gold medals because of this positive test. A disqualification would give Team USA the gold. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And inflation numbers due out today may show consumer prices surged 7.3% in January over a year ago. If so, that would be the fastest increase since February 1982. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News.
Any Americans still in Ukraine, if and when Russia invades, will get U.S. military help to get out. The White House approved a Pentagon plan to use U.S. troops stationed in Poland to help in evacuations.
The military will not go into Ukraine to rescue them. The Army personnel are mostly with Fort Bragg's 82nd Airborne Division. The Wall Street Journal first reported Major General Chris Donahue, who guided the Afghanistan evacuation, is on the ground in Poland to lead the operation. It's estimated about 30,000 Americans are in Ukraine, but only a fraction have registered with the State Department. Up to 5 million refugees total could flee if Russia invades. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police in Colorado say the man wanted for killing his ex-girlfriend at a church went on a crime spree Wednesday afternoon before confronting police who shot and killed him. Aurora police say Jose de Jesus Montoya Villa began his crime spree by wounding a 26-year-old man, then hijacked a driver at gunpoint, was involved in a hit-and-run crash, and robbed a liquor store. Police say they spotted him after he carjacked another driver. That's where the spree ended. And the NFL says it will investigate allegations of sexual misconduct by the owner of the Washington Commanders.
The Washington Commanders Wednesday announced plans to investigate allegations by former employee Tiffany Johnston during last week's House Oversight Committee roundtable, where she claimed she was groped by team owner Dan Snyder during a dinner with Snyder, who later tried to pull her into a limousine. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league will be taking control of such a probe. Goodell also asked about releasing the findings of attorney Beth Wilkinson's investigation into the Commanders' workplace culture. Former employees of the Commanders have called for the release of the report with the redaction of those names. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Robert, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.